And welcome back again to look at the question, could a billion years, 2,000 years, 4,000 years, 10 billion years be enough time to take a computer apart, screw by screw, component by component, put all the loose parts in a box and start shaking? How long would it take for it to fall into place and say, I'm ready to compute? Our guest is Dr. Robert Marks, Distinguished Professor of Electrical and Computer Engineering at Baylor University. Dr. Marks, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
I've used that. I've read that. I've heard that. You know, you go before a group of high school kids and you physically take a wind-up alarm clock apart, piece by piece, put it in a box or sack, ask a volunteer to come up and start shaking, shake it a while, open it up. Is it an alarm clock yet? Nope. Keep on shaking. Keep on shaking. How long would it take for that, for the parts just to fall in place? Would it ever happen? Could it happen?
Absolutely not. In fact, in our book, one of the things we do is we talk about probabilistic resources. That is, what's, you know, are there things that can't happen at all? And to do that, we divide the universe up into Planck lengths. Now, Planck length is so small that if you scaled it up to a centimeter, then a proton would have a diameter of several light years. Okay, so it's really small. And if you divided the universe up into these little Planck cubes, that's a lot of Planck cubes. And if you assumed that each one of these cubes corresponded to a bit of information, what could you do with it? What could you randomly do with it? Like shaking in the box, like I told you. Suppose it wasn't a watch. Suppose it was letters from Scrapple and you kind of poured them out. That number of bits is not even sufficient for generating a short document like the Gettysburg Address or any document, any meaningful document of that length. So, yeah, the probability is not intuitively very small, but we can get our hands around probabilities that are so small that we can declare without objection with anybody that they're impossible.
So for the earth to be covered in some type of water swamp, lightning to hit it, enzymes come together, and out from the pit crawls a leg or an eyeball or a brain or a kidney, and then that whatever, that bit evolves into a functioning human being, is that really possible, in your opinion?
No, it isn't. And the reason is that you need domain expertise. You need an expert to guide it. And typically, it's an iterative process, and the more domain knowledge you have, the quicker it happens. You're familiar with WD-40, right?
Yes.
Do you know why they call it WD-40? It was because it was perfected on the 40th trial.
Really?
Yes, and so therefore you had a industrial chemist, I think his name was Larson, that designed WD-40, and because he was an industrial chemist, he was able to actually do the design. Formula 409 is also called Formula 409 because it took 409 attempts to perfect it. So if we had no domain expertise, say WD-40 was being designed by a high school chemistry student, we might be using WD 5 million now or something, because the probability of that person falling on the proper design would be zero. It wouldn't work. So you need intelligence.
Okay, so Edison's light bulb was 2001 or something like that, right?
Yes, and in fact, this is very interesting. Edison was an enemy of Tesla, because one was pushing DC current, the other one AC current, and Tesla came on, and he said, Edison is an idiot. He said, Edison doesn't spend any time reading books. He doesn't educate himself, and because of that, he has to work 1,000 times harder in his inventions than a person who was educated was. So Edison, according to Tesla, did not have domain expertise, so he had to go out and he had to try everything because of his lack of domain expertise.
What a story. What a story. We're bumping up to another break. Can you stay another 5 minutes?
I'd be honored to, yes.
We'll be back. I want to ask Dr. Marks about intelligent design, and are we failing our Christian children when we send them to public school to be told, spoiler alert, going to talk about Christmas, There's no bunny rabbit. There's no Santa Claus. And God did not make the heavens and the earth. We'll be right back.